Blog Talk Radio.
Carnival lights in the distance, summertime red light kissing, stopping traffic. Yeah, we had it all backed up in the rear view. We were only thinking about us two, had to have it. It was magic, but nothing lasts forever. And I wonder, do I ever cross your mind? Was it the heat?
Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Taji Bachman with us. We'll talk with Taji about her career, her brand new EP, and as well as a couple songs that she was involved in. I made the music industry lose their collective minds, as well as anything that she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I have my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, bud?
Pretty good, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What do you say we get around to this interview today?
Let's, what are we waiting for? Let's start. No, I'm just kidding.
and with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Taji Bachman to the show. Hey, Taji, how are you?
Hi, guys. Good.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for doing this today.
absolutely. Thank you for having me on here. I'm excited.
Yep. I've been
Forever in
Italy.
A Second is just spectacular. It really yes. At Heat of the Trust
you know,
me, there is no such thing as a bad time for Heat of the Summer because it's one hot tune all year round.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you like it.
Sure.
I've been looking forward to this interview pretty much ever since we booked it back in. I believe it was sometime last month.
I feel like we've known each other for like a long time via social media, but never really talked. So I'm really excited for this.
Oh, and thanks for the follow back on Twitter, by the way.
For sure, I saw that. I was like, I'm not following him. What the heck?
Hey, Taj, I have a can you also as a fan follow me back when you have a chance to?
Oh, absolutely, Craig. I got you. I'll do that right now.
So I'm sure you already know this, but the song we just played, Heat of the Summer, this past Friday came in at number two on my Indie Country Radio show.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you so much for playing it.
Oh, absolutely. And before we get into the actual interview today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, so my name's Taji Bachman, and I'm a 19-year-old singer-songwriter here in Nashville, Tennessee. But I'm originally from Peoria, Illinois, and I just kind of got into music as a career when I was 15, started writing and performing out live, and then I knew I wanted to come to Nashville and pursue this as a career, so after high school, packed up my bags and came here to go to college at Belmont University, and I've just been pursuing it ever since.
That's awesome. And I kind of teased this in the intro a little bit, but there's a couple things that have been happening recently, and not just for you, but for the entire Song Suffragette group that you play with. First of all, being the Keith Urban cover video. First of all, How cool was that to shoot?
That was so much fun. I was super excited when they asked me to be a part of that, and it was just it was a really good experience, and we had a lot of fun shooting that and recording it.
You know, and secondly, when all the press started happening, and I like to call it the music industry losing their collective crap. you guys got a shout out from the Today Show, Keith Urban himself. How did that feel?
That was insane. I remember laying down on my couch because I was like sick with just a cold, I think. But I remember Keith Urban, when I saw the tweet from Keith Urban, I was just flipping out at my house and I was going crazy.
It's great. He shows that he appreciates all of your work,
true,
all the suffragist work, especially a wonderful rendition of his song.
For sure. He's a great guy. And I worked part-time at the Grand Ole Opry, and I saw him like 2 weeks after he had shouted us out, and I was like trying to make eye contact with him to see if he would recognize me, but it didn't happen. Security was all over him.
Oh, they should have let you at least say hi to him.
That's what I'm saying. It was cool, though.
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
The second thing I wanted to talk about that's just huge is this new song that you guys put out, Time's Up. That's just been blowing up just monstrously. what's it like being a part of two just absolutely monster things?
Yeah, not only is it cool just to be a part of it in general, but I think what's really awesome is what each of the videos stand for. I think female is just the essence of what Song Suffragettes is and what we stand for. And for Time's Up, it was a lot of fun making that one. And I think it's super cool that Kaylee and Lacey wrote that. It's an original. And I'm all about supporting women. And I think both of those videos do that. And it was just so fun shooting with all the girls and just empowering each other. So
Time's Up was, Time's Up was spectacular. You all shot that video in 14, 15 degree weather, I believe.
Yeah, it was so cold.
Yes, and I can't say that you all bundled up because you had to dress for the video.
Yeah, exactly. We each had 15-minute segments outside, and the rest of us would sit on a bus, and we just sprinted out there, shot what we needed to shoot, and get right back on the bus.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to be honest, that cover of a female, I bought it pretty much the second it came out. I bought it on iTunes, and I actually like that cover better than the original.
That's awesome. Thank you. That means a lot.
You know what? I agree with Cody, and I'm not saying this just to be facetious. It is better. I think
it really
it's more mellow. I think it should be a little bit slower, the song, the way you do it.
I think it adds a bit of sentiment coming from girls as well.
Yeah. Well, that has a lot to do with it, too.
I mean, coming from a woman's perspective like that, that's what I was about to say. I think it's made more of an impact that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about also your recent brand new EP came out the 26th of February, I believe it was.
Sorry, what?
I wanted to just I talk about this brand new EP for a second.
The EP
that dropped last week. I've got the EP. Of course, I've got it. I mean, what kind of a radio host would I be yet? Had I not got this EP, every song on this EP is just killer.
Oh,
so great.
Thank you.
Yep, it's definitely one that a high roller would love to listen to.
Well played, there, Craig.
I appreciate it.
Well played.
Sure.
I wanted to ask, and this is the first new music that you've put out in a couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, what was the, as opposed to that first EP, and then this one, as your songwriting process changed at all?
Has my songwriting process changed at all? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So for the first EP that I released back in 2015, I believe, I hadn't had much experience co-writing because I still lived in Illinois and no one really did music where I was from. So all the songs on the EP except for one, I wrote by myself. So my songwriting process has definitely changed because for the second EP, I mean, they're all co-written and that's what I do a lot these days. So the process has definitely changed in that aspect, but as in regards to as how I go about writing songs and starting them, that hasn't really changed.
I wanted to ask you, Taj, how did you react that when you saw that that Forever in a Second, I think, was number 9 on the iTunes chart?
I was at home sick with the flu release week, unfortunately. But when I had seen that Forever in a Second popped up number 9 on the charts, when it rolled over at midnight, I was like dancing around in my bed in my jammies, and I had my flu mask on, but I was with one of my friends and I was just dancing in my bed.
You weren't play pretending then. You were really dancing in this thing.
Oh, for sure. I was, yeah, that was all for real.
I see
what you did there.
And it's stories like that's why I do this show, because I created this show to help some incredibly talented people like yourself get to where they want to be in their careers.
Aww. Well, I really appreciate what you and Craig do for all of us, and you're always out there on social media shouting us out, so we really appreciate that, and you guys do a great job.
Thank you. What do you do, Taj, and all the suffragettes and all the female artists? It's very inspiring for when we go about our day, just to see what you do to get the music out there, to basically stand up for the rights of female artists, and not just artists, but females in general. So I think you are terrific role models, and it's slowly starting to show. People are starting to recognize it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's super awesome. I'm so glad women are finally getting the attention and recognition that they deserve. So great.
And I'll tell you this. I have so much respect for what the Song Suffragette stands for. I have so much respect for it, and I will do everything in my power to help get you guys heard.
Aw, we appreciate that. It's so sweet of you.
And that's why and that's another reason why I started the show in the first place, because I feel like that this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview. I feel like I've more than done my job.
For sure. How long has your show been going on for?
This is our 6th year.
Cool. That's awesome.
And there's kind of a funny story behind that, too. When I initially started the show, I was doing soap operas. I'm a big soap opera fan. Don't judge, I'm a big soap opera fan. Don't judge. But,
no
anyway,
judgment.
I started doing a music thing full time about 4 years ago. So.
Okay, cool.
Now, I've got a couple of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Let's do it.
I saw an interview one time that Kid Rock did with Dan Rather. And Dan asked this question to him. So, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won a major award after major award, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Always being real and Yeah, I think just as simple as that, for always being real, whether that be through music or when I speak to people or, you know, just as a friend and a person in general, I just want to be remembered as real, somebody who is real and genuine.
That's awesome. You know, and
well, you mean where you don't have to play pretend. You want to be who you
exactly.
are, what you get.
I'm not trying to play
no.
pretend anymore.
Was that one of the – can I ask a quick question, Cody? Was that one of the ideas that you wanted to express in this EP, Forever in a Second?
Was being real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, because all the songs on the EP were experiences that I went through, which I think is – that was a huge – deal to me when making this EP. I wanted them to all be real experiences, so they were, and I relate to them a lot, obviously, and I think it's when the artist can relate to their own songs, that's when people can also relate to their song the most.
Because it's true, because it's a true story. Too.
Exactly.
True.
Everybody, yeah. If one person experiences it, there's going to be somebody else who needs to hear that story and has been through
and
that.
And that's how you both can relate.
You know it.
And then also can result in a collaboration, another artist.
For sure.
You know, and that's why I love country music in and of itself. Because, I mean, a country music is real life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is kind of a fun question, but that we always ask artists. I'm gonna throw a scenario out at you.
Okay.
You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
Let's see. My dog for sure. A Bible. And a tub of sour cream.
Sour cream?
Yeah, I
don't
love
think
sour
we've ever,
cream.
I don't think we've ever had that answer before, so that's a first.
Yeah.
That's a first.
Sour cream goes great with pineapple, too, and you'll have plenty of those from the trees.
Exactly. Like, I'm not
very
trying to
true.
Get off this island. I'm making home on this island.
Oh man!
Oh.
I wanted to ask, in the 5 minutes or so that we've got left, I wanted to ask, I know you're still, obviously in school, but when school's out for the summer. What's coming up for you, like show-wise or anything?
For sure. We have a lot of stuff in the works right now that I'm not able to talk about yet, unfortunately, but I still do a lot of stuff back home in Illinois, a lot of festivals and just opening up for some country acts. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff in the works, and obviously I'll still be with Songs After Jets and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of back and forth from Illinois to Nashville, but you'll just have to keep an eye out on my socials and see where what I'm doing and where I'm at. And I'm super excited to
Absolutely.
See everybody.
Question. Do you see yourself at CMA Fest, Taj?
Performing there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about this year yet. If I was, it would just be around somewhere local. But if I don't perform anywhere this year, I will definitely be out. Watching my friends and all my favorite country acts. I'm super excited. I love CMA.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a no miss.
I know you said that you're originally from Illinois. I was actually I've been to Illinois a time or two. I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So I was up in Chicago for the Cubs and the White Sox. So
awesome.
And let me tell you this. of course, you already know this, but the best pizza in the world comes from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
For sure. It's amazing.
So good.
Well, it's certainly not from Nashville or New Jersey, I'm sorry to say.
We stopped at this place right across from our hotel called Giordano's. Of course, it was a 45-minute wait or so, but trust me, it was absolutely worth it because when they brought out this pizza, it was as big as the table. I'm not lying.
You're making me
I
hungry.
I believe it.
This thing was just enormous. But,
that's amazing.
Chicago is probably one of my favorite places.
Yeah, it's a great city. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is.
Taj, have you ever heard of Mellow Mushroom, the pizza place on
is
Broadway?
Here?
Yeah, on Broadway. Mellow Mushroom?
Yeah. I've never been, but I've heard of it.
Well, I was there a few weeks ago when I was in Nashville. Because there was an artist that was performing, and I had some of the
mm-hmm.
pizza. And let's put it this way, the Mellow Mushroom pizza wasn't so mellow on my stomach. So I also, yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, you poor thing.
Exactly.
That hurts.
Ouch. Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, another question I wanted to ask, and I should have asked this earlier, if you weren't in the music industry at all, what would you see yourself doing?
If I was not in the music industry, I would definitely be an astronaut. I love space a lot.
Wow.
You know what's funny? Savannah Kai's just sang a song about, wrote a song about astronaut. I have a feeling
really?
You two would end up trying to go to the moon together.
Savannah and I definitely are like just super out there. Like we get along so well.
You two have to write, collaborate on something related to space for sure.
For sure.
Yes.
That's
awesome. This interview has just totally flown by, hasn't it?
It has. I can't believe how fast time has went.
You know, we were messaging each other earlier, and I'm trying to wrap things up by 6 because I know you've got some place to be, so I'm trying to wrap things up by 6.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I have to be out so soon. I wish we could talk longer. We'll just have to do another one sometime soon.
Absolutely, and
yeah.
I wanted to say too, before I do let you go, that you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Oh, I appreciate that, Cody.
Yes, I can. I would love to have you to talk with you again, Taj.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And if there's anything that we can do for you, here on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new single or whatever it is, I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
I really appreciate that, and I'll definitely take you up on that.
Go ahead. I hope I'm not overstepping here, but in the 30 minutes that we spoke and all the time that we've spoke on social media, I definitely consider you a friend.
Aw, I appreciate that. You're my friend too, Cody.
I would, trust me, I would be very excited to see you perform at Song Suffragette when they have their next anniversary during CMA Fest. I will keep my fingers crossed that you make an appearance, if not singing, at least watching, so I can meet you.
I sure hope so, too. I'll keep an eye out for you.
Thank you.
And speaking of Song Suffragette, I started watching the shows on Periscope like in November, I think, and I am hooked. Totally hooked. I cannot wait for Monday night.
That's awesome. Those girls are ridiculous. It's a great group.
They're just so awesome. And I've actually had several of them on the show with us.
You say you have had some more of them on the show?
Yeah, I've had Kaylee, Lena, Candy Carpenter, Tierra, and a couple more. And
Chloe Gilligan?
I always look forward to those interviews because I know it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate you including me.
Oh, absolutely. And before we do let you go, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
I would just say that if anybody's listening and wants to listen to my music, it's on all music platforms, and you can find me on my socials. Just look up Taji Bachman, T-A-S-J-I, and I'd love to connect with you and say hi.
And I follow you on pretty much everything. Putting that out there, I follow you on everything.
You the best, I swear.
I'll let you go and let you get to what you had to do. So I'll definitely talk to you later. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Cody and Craig, for having me and talking.
It's been an honor.
And like I said, all
right, you guys.
Like I said, you're more than welcome back anytime.
For sure. We'll talk soon.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you on social media, okay?
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Take care. Have a pleasant evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That girl is awesome.
That interview could have lasted another 20 minutes, half an hour. It'll be turned.
Could have. I agree completely.
The second is going to last a long time.
That girl is just awesome. That's all I'm going to say. So who do we have coming up the rest of this week?
Okay, so on the February 7th, we have Ellie Mears with her who has a new single out, Straight Up, which is fantastic. And this Thursday, the 8th, we have sensational duo from New York, Spin, who I had the pleasure of seeing in December. They are fantastic. They actually won the Nash Local Artist competition in 2016. So it should be a terrific interview on Thursday.
Awesome. I think I'm going to let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay, have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cody.
All right, buddy, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Taji Bachman. And like Craig said, tomorrow we've got the super talented Ellie Mears joining us, and this Thursday we have a country music duo Spin with us. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.